Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Batch After Dark with Aaron and Kelsey. I am so excited to have my beautiful co-host with me today. Kelsey, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm so good. Oh my gosh, it has been a whirlwind of a week and a weekend and so much been going on, but every time I get to talk to you, I feel centered and where I need to be. So I'm so grateful for you and for this podcast.
I feel the same about you, buddy.
Aw. Well, I am really excited to talk to you about Paradise. It started last week. So we're going to talk a little bit about the first episode, but also, you know, what happened just recently this week as well. So maybe like the first three episodes, just kind of our favorite moments.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So I have to be honest with you, Kelsey, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like that first episode was pretty lackluster compared to previous seasons. Yeah?
Yeah, it did not seem very gripping for a first episode.
No, and I was bummed because, you know, I convinced my husband to watch because of all these great celebrity guest hosts. And of course, he was happy to see David Spade, so at least he was there. But
oh, yes.
Oh, and we got to talk about how he stole the show. I was about to say, he stole the show. Absolutely.
I know, he's so funny.
You expecting there to be more than one host? Like, I was expecting all of them to be there at the same time.
And thank God they weren't, because I like only one at a time. Like, even I really love Caitlin and Tayshia, but you remember how I felt about them, like, both coming up during rose ceremony. It just feels chaotic, like too many people.
Right.
And so I was really happy that they were doing one at a time. Were you?
Yeah, no, I was just surprised. I was glad that they, you know, were able to kind of showcase David Spade. Yeah. And he really, like you said, he stole the show. I agree with you with that. The introductions were hysterical. He had great banter with everybody that came down. I was laughing so hard because he was literally at the bar, probably like getting drunk with Wells when like the other people were coming down the stairs. Like, David, you have one job. You're like getting drunk at the bar.
That was so cute. That was so cute. I love that. And their little recap that they did, it was cute when they went over like who was hooking up and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
So who do you like together so far?
On the first episode, I really loved Noah and Abigail's vibe. I think they're super cute together. And
yeah,
I thought that it was really interesting that Abigail was like, I want to take it slow, you know, and I'm sure like, I mean, we both know Noah. I feel like he's not really one to want to do that. So I feel like he must really like her to kind of stick by her, right?
Yeah. Well, opposites attract too, right? Like if she had been like a little fiery thing, maybe, I don't know, maybe it balances out better for him.
Exactly. Well, I always say crazy has to be with boring, and not calling Abigail boring, but she's definitely, I would say, more on that side, right? And then Noah's more like on the crazy side.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I see it working.
I love that guy.
I see it working. Let's see. Who else? Who else do you like who's been coupled up like the first day? We'll get to the second and third days, but the first day.
I mean, I think Joe and Serena are kind of cute together. There's a pretty massive age difference, but I thought they had a cute back and forth. What did you think about all that when Joe kind of checked out?
Yeah, I thought it was a cute, kind of an interesting dynamic between the two. Very different, but I liked how they were very playful and kind of fun with each other.
Yeah.
It was hard to see Joe pretty upset, like just being, I think that all these memories of like he and Kendall just kind of flooded back to him. And
for
so that was
sure.
Right. That was hard to see. And, but everybody can relate to that, you know, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like going to, you know, maybe a restaurant that you had a first date with that person or all those like very memorable places. And this obviously was one because he and Kendall, you know, just got on so well together from day one, just like he and Serena are doing now.
Right. Yeah. And it looks like the same thing happens because it looks like she goes on a date with someone else, just like what happened with Kendall.
Right. And I think, I'm sure that's in the back of his head, you know, oh, could that happen again? Yeah. And he's just, he's coming off very insecure. And it's kind of sad to watch, right? I mean, it's, you want him to feel like this could be a second chance or, and I just don't feel like that hope is there with him. So hopefully that will change. Well, we see that it has right in the next few episodes. We'll get to that. But those were like the main couples, you know, I felt like we were kind of rooting for. I don't know about you, but I am not a fan of Victoria P. I wasn't a fan of hers on Peter's season. Mm-hmm. I just felt like she's caught in lies a lot, like a lot.
And as we see,
you know, she's going to be caught in even more lies.
I'm not her biggest fan because of all the Alea stuff. I was very like, not a fan of, you know, she lied about knowing Alea and twisted everything around and then everybody vilified Alea.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never was a fan of Victoria myself.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's another reason not to be, you know, we love Alea. And we saw that Alea and Peter had a very, very good connection, like a very, you know, deep connection. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that did have a lot to do with that not playing out the way Alea wanted.
What did you think about Demi's entrance? Because I got a lot of DMs about people that were like, didn't feel like she was being herself. And I kind of thought that's kind of always how she is. She's always kind of a bomb. You know, that's her, she has a larger than life personality. What did you
definitely
think?
Yeah, always. She was like that the last time I feel. She's just kind of that way. I think that something happens to Demi when she steps on the beach. She kind of becomes like this.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like
it's a persona. It's probably like Funny Batch, honestly. You know, sometimes I feel like I snap into, you know?
Yes.
You know, yes. I understand her. I do.
Yeah. And, you know, she's there to, I mean, she's very honest and upfront about it. You know, she's there to cause waves and to, you know, no pun intended, and to, you know, make trouble. And she has her eye on certain guys and she doesn't really care.
When she was like, I'm going to steal all their men. Yeah. Her little pouty voice.
Yes. That's the other thing though. She does kind of like swap voices at times. So yeah, I do feel like she kind of has like this alter ego.
She would have been a great actress. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I think Demi, we're a little bit similar in some ways, you know, obviously not all of them were very different, but.
Well, fun fact, we were supposed to have Demi on Batch After Dark before she went to Paradise. So we're putting the good vibes out there that we'll have her, you know, when she's able to.
I hope so.
Come on, for sure. That would be a lot of fun. So yeah, but definitely entertaining to watch. I mean, I think everybody can agree on that.
Oh yes.
And then, you know, Victoria is now Goddess Victoria instead of a Queen Victoria. So what are you thinking about her kind of like changing her whole MO, her whole energy? Like, do you buy it?
I don't hate Victoria the way that a lot of people do. And I think it's because I just like see it for what it is, which I believe is just insecurity. And, and I think it's, you know, it's a mask to sort of hide all those things. And so it makes me feel empathy for her. And actually she's someone that I think if I was like in person with that I would actually get along with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have to say a few of my friends have met her, you know, IRL and she is just fine. Like she's, you know, she's down to earth. She's sweet. Like she's, So again, I think that it's the persona, you know, on the show sometimes and also the editing. We all know how that can be, but I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. If she wants to change and be a better person and have a better, you know, aura and a better energy about her, a better vibe, I'm all for that. Like, go for it, you know? And she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
She looked really pretty. So
I liked her 5 second. What did you think about her 5 second scare
So as a dating coach, I was trying to analyze that. So yeah, I think that there's a lot to be said about that. I think that when you lock eyes with someone, you know, it does kind of silently invite them to come and talk to you. Like, hey, I'm looking at you. I like what I see, right?
Right.
If I hold your gaze, definitely there's something to say about that. But I think all those men were very, I mean, they could have been intimidated. They could have just been overwhelmed. You know, this was like what,
like
the first
other
day.
Girls or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that it was just, it was probably just too much at that time. But
yeah.
Victoria, if you're listening to this, keep doing what you're doing. That's exactly, you know,
you
how
you
how you start conversations with strangers for sure is locking eyes. Like that.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, my first instinct is to not lock eyes. It's like if you're good looking, it's like, don't look at me. Let's look at the ground together, shall we? I'm a little on the shy side.
By the way, I would love for you to share the story that you had the other day about the man that came into the store and asked you out.
Oh my goodness. That was so fun. Well, you know what? We did make eye contact though, like a good chunk of eye contact on the way into the store. Cause I was like, I feel like he's attracted to me by the way he was looking at me, and it was jarring. And so we passed each other. Well, it's true. I don't notice if guys look at me. I don't think they do, but he had tattoos. So I noticed him. So he looked at me and we smiled and I walked into the store and I thought to myself like, oh, I think he thinks I'm cute. And then next thing I know, I was in an aisle and he was like behind me.
Ooh.
And I got so nervous. I don't remember exactly what was said, but he said something like, can I take you to dinner? And I was like,
wow,
I was completely shocked. I was very flattered. And then, so I said, I wasn't dating right now. Cause that's all that came in my mind. Cause I was so nervous. And then as he was leaving, I was like, but you're very handsome though. And he like gave a belly laugh. It was all so funny, but also really, really cute and sweet. And it was like, oh, that's what this feels like. That's nice.
I love that story so much. And I loved when you were retelling it through your stories because it was so cute. And you were just like, I can't believe he talked to me. Like, I mean,
I can.
Everyone can believe that.
Oh, I cannot. I think it was all the Lizzo. I was listening. I actually told Marcus I was listening to Lizzo that whole day.
The energy,
you know, feeling
was
all those bad bitch vibes. Yes, the vibes were good.
Yep, you were.
For
I
sure.
say you were vibrating on a higher frequency, and that's when you attract people. Yeah,
Lizzo all day. Yeah,
I love that. Well, I secretly hope that you run into him again because then you'll know that it was meant to be, right?
No kidding. Just go back to the grocery store, probably.
Yes, yes. Keep shopping at that same store.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had to bring that up because I just thought that was the cutest. Okay, so we left that episode, the end of that episode, with Demi coming down the stairs. And then we saw episode 2 started with Demi. And then Demi and Brendan went on a very interesting jet skiing date. What did you think of that? I thought that was very odd.
I didn't see a lot of it. I saw that he like dumped her after they kissed. That's what I saw.
Yes, exactly.
So what happened? Did you see more of that?
I remember it just being like a really good date. Like they had a great chemistry. They had like a great vibe going. And then at the end of the date, Brendan, and it was like a very romantic setting. They were like drinking champagne. And then Brendan was like, okay, so I don't want you to think that I'm giving you my rose because, you know, it's early and I just want to explore other things with other women. And she's just looking at him like, dude, we're still on a date together. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Wow.
So she got pissed.
Oh, she did? She got so mad. Ooh.
Oh, she was so mad. She was so mad. She's just like, well, thanks for wasting my date because she had a date card and she chose Brendan to go with her. So, I mean, honestly, like if I had been her, I would have been upset too, right?
Because it's weird timing because people find out usually when they don't get a rose, not on the date after they just kissed someone.
Exactly.
That's probably never happened before.
So she was like, wow, I feel really rejected. Oh. I felt bad for her because I was like, you know, she was saying she felt rejected and all these things. And she's just like, you know, that's just not what happens with me. You know, like she just, her ego came out big time.
Right.
There was chatter with everyone saying, oh, well, Brendan's, you know, been talking to Piper and then Demi didn't know that. And so that came out and
Demi
it was just
not
a big
know
mess.
That when literally everyone knew that. Literally everyone
I
knew
agree.
That. I mean, I don't think anybody that follows any batch pages at all wouldn't have seen that. It was everywhere, right?
Right. Yeah. So something didn't add up with that. You know, it was very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange. It was hard to believe, kind of hard to believe. But, and then the whole like Victoria P and James thing, and she couldn't remember his name, which I thought was hysterical. Kept calling him Jordan and like all these different names. That came out that she had a boyfriend back in Nashville. And so, you know, he confronted her about that. She got super defensive and he was like, calm down. Like, I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Right.
So she excuses herself. She leaves. And I was happy because I was like, you know what? You were found out. Like you were called out. You know what's up. I'm not saying you have that boyfriend now, but whole interaction was just very, very shady.
Right.
And then Kelsey thought she was getting his rose. And then he gave the rose to someone else. And so then Kelsey left and she almost fainted at the end. I mean, there was a lot that went on.
I actually like Kelsey. She seems like a sweetheart.
Oh, okay. This is new information,
Kelsey. Weir?
Kelsey.
Well,
Kelsey likes Kelsey.
Well, I don't think she likes me because I made a lot of alcohol jokes about her. So I had heard that she didn't really like me, which I can understand because I have gotten, as you know, I have evolved and I'm a lot softer than I used to be. At the time when I was doing more hard-hitting comedy, the followers were coming in like crazy. It actually went... Anything that was controversial was bigger. So now that like my page is private and my comedy is a little kinder, it's actually not as, you know, it's not as popular. But I don't actually really want followers because I like post weird stuff in my stories. I want my little tiny club.
Well, I wouldn't say tiny, but yes, yeah. I understand. You're happy with your circle.
I am.
Exactly. I love that.
But that's so why Kelsey, I didn't feel like she liked me.
You're not a clout chaser.
No,
by
I'm
any
not.
Means. You're not a clout chaser.
But I like her
not.
A lot.
No.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like she was being very sincere. I felt like she was there definitely for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, even watching Peter's season, it felt like she definitely wanted to get married and have a family. And, you know, she was very goal-oriented and all of those things.
For sure.
So yeah, I definitely think she deserved to stay there longer.
Yeah.
So I was sad that, you know, she didn't get James Rose, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And then we saw like Connor and Marissa kind of couple up. So there were a lot of couples. I mean, Tammy and Aaron, which, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Aaron, but I guess Katie gave Tammy her blessing for her to date Aaron.
I'm not a big fan of Aaron.
I guess Katie likes Aaron enough to say that, right?
I don't know why I can't make myself like him. People that I like, you know, are friends with him and like him. So I've never met him, but he seems like super petty and he's always got someone's name in his mouth. And it's just such a bad look to me. I just don't like it. It's just like, you know, it's the opposite of who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, be kind and just like, be your own person. And like, I just hate it so much. It just felt like it was like Cody and then Carl and then Thomas and that whole season and then Hunter. So it was four guys that he was constantly talking shit about. And then, you know, like, he's probably a nice dude. I just don't love him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I, you know, Blake, I think it was Blake who said like, that guy's just always demanding respect, you know?
I deserve some respect.
Yeah, he's always asking for respect from someone.
Respect,
you know,
on
it's just
my
so
name.
Funny. It's like, dude, do you respect yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious, but it's just, I don't know. So that's what happened, last night, I guess. And then tonight, this episode was pretty wild. I would say it's probably the best out of all of them so far. Yeah, it was good. I mean, the things that stuck out to me the most were Riley coming down with his huge muscles. I didn't realize he had freaking arms like, you know, states on either side. Like, they are huge.
He had a cross earring.
Huge.
Monar did it first, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So Riley and Tajwan, who, you know, I love Tajwan. I think she's hysterical.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Right? She went on a date with Trey's uncle, and then she keeps telling Trey that you're a much better kisser, which just kills
me.
She's
the best. I love her. She's so genuine. We should try to get her on our show.
Definitely. Yeah, I would love to have her. And she has great commentary, too, so she's just fun. She's probably one of the more entertaining people
Absolutely.
To watch, for sure.
Yeah.
So Tajwan was there for Riley and literally told Riley, this is why I'm in paradise. I'm in paradise to meet you. And then he chooses Marissa to go on a date. And I was like, whoa, that was such a slap in the face. I mean, I get it. I get if you're like attracted to Marissa, she's beautiful. But I just couldn't believe after that conversation, after what Tajwan, like, you know,
were they vibing?
Like poured her heart out to him. They were. That's what was so weird.
Oh, that is weird.
They were totally vibing. So even Blake thought that he had picked Tajwan. And then he's like, oh shit, he actually is picking Marissa. Right. So fast forward, they had this crazy, like, beautiful date. And she had told Riley that she had never been on a date before, which is crazy to me, but that's what she said. Marissa
has never been on a date with a man before?
Right. Marissa said she had never been on a date before.
Has she never had a boyfriend?
So I guess not. I mean, that's really hard for me to believe, but that's what she said. She is young.
Yeah,
she is young.
Okay.
We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't know why she'd lie about something
sure
like that. But they have this date and they're like eating all these disgusting food.
Oh, yeah.
Lance set it up. Lance Bass is the guest host, you know, this week. And he set it up for them and basically said, okay, we're going to ask you questions, kind of like what we do on this podcast, right? These like really salacious questions, like, you know, how many partners have you had? And like, you know, questions nobody wants to answer, especially on a first date.
Wow. On national TV.
Have it broadcasted, right? So they obviously are like, no, I'm going to eat something disgusting and not answer your, you know, crazy question. Well, you'll like this. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but one of the questions was, how often do you masturbate? And she, without hesitation, oh, every day.
Daily.
Amazing.
Here for it. Good.
I literally clapped.
I love that.
From my couch.
Yeah. Even Blake was like, we love sex positive people. We love sex positive
women. I loved
women.
It. Yeah. I'm going to repost that for sure on Bad, because absolutely. So yes, Tajwan, and definitely yes to Marissa. I think she'd be incredible to have on for sure.
I love
but
her.
Yeah. So applauding her. I thought that was amazing. And then they had this very like, you know, romantic.
Ooh, sexy.
Just a moment, like a very sexy moment after the dinner. And then Riley says, oh, I have a place we can go. Takes her straight to the Boom Boom Room. And they're literally getting it on first night after meeting. I mean, that's amazing, but I was definitely shocked.
Could she have been a virgin?
I don't know. I don't think she's a virgin. I mean, she could be.
Wouldn't that be kind of crazy though?
Because that's nuts.
If that was her first date, wouldn't that be nuts?
That would be nuts. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think she would.
I don't know.
But no judgment. Zero judgment from us. Just saying, just putting it out there. But
never.
Poor Connor, you know, he's strumming his ukulele and singing songs about her. And here she is just completely swept up by Riley. So we'll see how that plays out. But it doesn't look good for Connor. That's for sure.
No, it doesn't.
No. A lot more happened, but you know, we're not really in this to do a recap. I just kind of wanted to go over kind of certain moments, but we got to say that in the preview, we see Mr. Chris Conran, and who is Chris kissing?
Our guy.
Do you know?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did it show him kissing? Because I thought it just, I do know who he kisses, but didn't it just show Monar kissing?
No, it showed Chris kissing this time too.
Did Did it really? Okay. Well, then it was Jasenia.
Yes, yes. It showed Chris kissing Jasenia. Yes, yes.
Okay, because I didn't see it. So I'm trying to be like, wait a second. Right. This feels like a trap. Yeah.
And then
I didn't see the preview.
But you know.
So I got nervous. Because I'm, you know me, I'm like a vault. I'm like, I'm not telling anybody shit ever.
Ditto,
you know?
Girl.
But yeah, it was Jasenia then.
We are both vault.
Yes, we're loyal. So yeah. They were kissing. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, they were kissing. And then we've seen in previous previews that Monar is kissing Tia. So that's going to go down.
Cheater. Trader Joe. That's what I call him. I give him so much shit. Oh. The girl that he kissed, we've literally been talking about it for like a month or two.
Oh my God.
Poor guy. I'm his own torture, but he loves it. Obviously, we love each other, but I give him shit every day.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you one person I'm not looking forward to. And we did see Thomas come in this episode, and he and Serena were trying to have this, you know, romantic thing, but she went back to Joe, which was very admirable and sweet. I appreciate that. But we know that Becca's coming and that she is going to be with Thomas at some point. So not looking forward to that. Not at all.
Why
am I not looking forward to that? I'm going to be a lady right now and reserve.
Oh, good for you. I'll be a lady too. I'll follow suit.
But we have our reasons, don't we, Kelsey?
We do.
We have our reasons. So anyway, on that note, I'm excited though just to see the rest of Paradise. And we'll be recapping here and there. But
me too.
You know, that's not the purpose of this podcast, but definitely when it makes sense to do a quickie and recap, we will certainly do that. So tune in for those if you guys like that.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I want to definitely talk to you, Kelsey, about something that happened recently that I would love for you to share as well with everyone listening. And I think you know exactly what I'm asking you. And then I have a similar story
God.
To share because it's only fair.
Okay. Should I go first? Okay. This is going to be like every now and then I'll have things that I'm like, do I want this permanently on the internet?
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God. But you know what? It's only fair.
It's only fair.
We ask people to do it. So I had like a couple months ago, I was, you know, pleasuring myself. And I guess I clamped really hard at times down on my jaw, like my teeth when I come. And so I did that and I literally popped my own fucking jaw out of socket when I was orgasming.
God.
This was a couple months ago. I didn't tell anyone how it happened because I just didn't. I just didn't
well,
tell
of course.
Anyone. But then it happened again last night. And it was like, I kind of caught it before it got bad, but I could feel it started popping. But it was a really good orgasm. It was probably like the best that I've had all year long. It was such a cool
oh my
orgasm.
God. And oh of
so
the
good.
Year.
So it was, it really was. It was because I had a like super emotional day and I think I missed my morning, what do you call it?
Your morning get off or yeah.
Yeah. And then, so I think there was like a buildup naturally. And then emotionally I was like really, really tense and stressed about something all day long. And I think it was just like, it was such a long orgasm.
Wow.
I was like, how did this happen? How can we do this again? But yeah, it was good. me and myself.
were you in pain, Kelsey? Was it painful?
Well, it didn't pop all the way out like the first time. It was like I caught it and relaxed my jaw right as it was like making noises.
Oh,
so I'm
God.
Fine today. Last time I was in pain for two or 3 weeks until it could naturally go back. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh
horrible.
My God. That's awful.
So this time,
that
thank God it
awful.
Did not.
Yeah. Wow.
And
wow.
More importantly, it didn't ruin my orgasm.
Unbelievable. Goals.
And so now I want to talk about, did you get a new couch?
Yes. We got a new couch probably about like a month and a half ago, something like that. And, you know, we just always cuddle on the couch and watch TV, whatever show we're watching, you know, whatever movie, whatever. And that's just our place. We always just like, we're just always cuddle on the couch.
Right.
And there's two. I'll share two things with you. So I don't know why. Oh. I think it was after I asked you if you had had fun with whipped cream in the bedroom before. And it reminded me,
oh my God. Oh.
Right? And it reminded me that we hadn't
that it had been a while or something?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So I had just like recently bought a new can of whipped cream and I was like, well, shit, why not? You know? And we had just, what's really bad is like, we literally had a sitter and I just like sent her home. Like she literally like left and I was still a little buzzed because I think we went to a movie or something and I always like drink in the movie. Cause that's just who I am and yeah. I own it.
Your kids wouldn't wake up in the middle of the night and like run out to the living room?
No.
Oh my God. Good for you. Way. See, mine were like, one of them was always getting up at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. Now it's different. Actually, your kids are older too. I don't know what I'm thinking.
But no. I understand. I mean, because I'm a sleep coach and I train them, you know, from babies, like they instinctively know if they wake up to go right back to sleep.
They're hard.
They have self-soothing skills that are like off the chart. Okay. So we went to a movie and then we came home or whatever. I sent this sitter home.
Oh yeah.
And I just took my shirt off and my bra and I was just like, all right, come and get it. And I literally just like sprayed it right on. And
oh my gosh. Were you sitting down or standing up?
I was standing up in all my glory. I was literally just like,
oh my goodness.
And started doing that. And then one thing led to led to another. And he just like pulled me on top of the couch. It was so fast. Like it just happened really fast. And we were just, the couch was already reclined. And so I was a little concerned because I'm like, I don't know, like if this couch can like withstand, you know,
what is going on.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, yeah. I hope it. All right, Costco, come through. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, that's funny. That's cute.
We gave it all that's we could. Cute. No, we weren't trying to break the couch, but we certainly did. I heard a big crack.
Oh my God.
I heard a big crack and flipped out. You know, I threw myself off of him because I was so worried that we just broke this like super expensive brand new couch. And funny enough, we actually didn't break anything really important. I guess there was like a supporting beam underneath that was just kind of like shits and giggles.
Oh,
like,
good.
Didn't really need to be there. Part. And so if it was broken, it was like not a big deal. But it sounded so bad. Like we had literally broken like the entire recliner that we were on.
Right.
And then once we realized it wasn't a big deal, I just hopped right back on top and we finished and then we went to bed.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I don't know why I love shit breaking during sex.
It's hot.
I love it. Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually done it, but like, I always joke, like it's my thing is like, I'll say like, break my headboard.
Yeah. See?
Like break the headboard. It's just like, it's just kind of a fun thing to think that you could be like, so caught in the moment that you're just like breaking shit, like a new couch.
Yeah.
Like a Costco couch.
Costco couch.
I love the whipped cream. It's very Varsity Blues. Do you remember that scene?
Totally.
Yeah. I love that scene.
Oh, I'm getting warm. Honestly, I'm like sweating. Thinking about it. It was hot.
Oh my gosh.
It was very hot.
I love couch breaking sex. That's
great. If you guys haven't used whipped cream though, it is so much fun, especially in like hot summer night. Like, ooh, that cream was so cool and it felt so good.
Do it.
Right? Yeah, do it.
Oh.
Just do it. But anyway, those are your
little treats.
Your weekly sex stories from Aaron and Kelsey. I'm sure there's many more to come.
Sex and masturbating.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. They're getting quite the treat. This is quite the quickie. Goodness. And you know, before we say goodbye, I just want to say, if you guys have not listened to Marcus Pierce parts 1 and 2, please, please, please do so. It was so unbelievably hot. The chemistry between Kelsey and Marcus was palpable. I mean, literally you're listening to it and just be like, oh my God, incredible. Amazing. Yeah. So please listen. Marcus is amazing. He just totally, you know, puts it all out there, literally, probably more than anyone really ever has. And he set some things straight. He set some things straight that I think need to be set straight. So I'm not going to go more into that. But yeah, we loved having him. And I just would love for you guys to hear that if you haven't. So show him some love. Go to his Instagram. It is Marcus.
Good.
And show him some love, please.
Yes. Yes. And he's got a new art page too. They should follow his art page as well.
Yeah. What's his art page handle?
So it is @thefitfulartesian.
Perfect. Awesome. So yeah, go follow him there. Go support him. He's an incredibly talented artist. And I am meeting him in person in New York next month. So maybe we'll have a live podcast with him. I don't know. That'd be really fun. So we'll
see. That would be very cool.
Definitely. Well, you guys, thank you again for listening to another episode of Batch After Dark with Erin and Kelsey. We absolutely love coming to you every week with new guests and new sex stories, apparently. If you have any other, you know, topics that you want us to explore, please do not hesitate to email us at bashafterdark@gmail.com. And if you have any co-hosts that you'd love to have us come on, we'd love that as well. So please just give us any and all feedback. Other than that, I guess this is the bad girl signing off, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, it was fun.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.